In 2015, Owen LaBrie was convicted of having sex with a then 15-year-old freshman at St. Paul's School in Concord when he was a senior at the school and using a computer to lure her in. The now 21-year-old is asking for a new trial on the grounds that his legal team did a poor job of representing him. NHPR's Paige Sutherland has been covering this ongoing case and attended today's hearing. She spoke with All Things Considered host Peter Biello about it.
Okay, Paige, so help us break down the format of this week's hearings. Is this an appeal?
So technically it's not. It's a motion asking for a new trial. Basically, the structure is kind of like a mini trial. There's the state attorney, the defense attorney, there's witnesses, there's evidence, legal documents that will be presented, and it's all in front of a judge. The only difference is no jury. The judge is going to be the one that decides whether Owen LaBrie gets a new trial or not. And the underlying question here is, you know, did his legal team during the trial effectively defend him in court?
And LaBrie obviously thinks that he did not effectively defend him in court. But what is his basis for arguing that they did not defend him adequately?
One of the main arguments he has is that they didn't defend during trial against this so-called computer charge.
That's the most serious charge.
That's the most serious charge. It requires him to register as a lifetime sex offender. And basically, during trial, they didn't mention it. They were saying, you know, during today's arguments that it didn't come up in all the legal documents, research, everything, motions that were filed. They never addressed this charge. Basically, what it is it's saying that Owen LaBrie used a computer to lure in a minor. In New Hampshire, that statute, they're saying, is written for sexual predators, people who are older, trying to say that they're younger and lure in younger women. They say this doesn't apply here. These are two teenagers talking on Facebook and trying to meet up. So they're saying, you know, they didn't make that case clear until post-conviction, not during the trial.
And LaBrie's lawyers called one of his previous attorneys from that earlier trial to the stand today, correct?
Yeah, so that's Jay Raincourt. She was the local counsel representation during the trial. She's actually now his appeal attorney during his appeal to the New Hampshire Supreme Court, which is a different matter. This is just a motion for a new trial. Jane Raincourt took the stand for over 3 hours today. She went through a list of arguments saying that J.W. Cardney, this Boston attorney, big-time attorney who represented LaBrie during the trial, didn't do a good job. He basically, you know, didn't, like we said, defend against this computer charge. He didn't bring up key evidence that would have put gaps in the victim's testimony, as well as other people who testified against him that they could have discredited. The DNA expert, they didn't meet before they cross-examined him. They had prepped for 10 minutes before they cross-examined him. She basically said that Owen LaBrie was not represented well. She even cried a little bit on the stand saying, you know, this was injustice, that she wished she did more. She wished J.W. Cardney did more to represent her client. And I think what was interesting, too, is in closing today's hearing, you know, they said that some of the things she's saying is a little self-interested, as she's still representing LaBrie in the appeal in the New Hampshire Supreme Court.
So you're saying she has some kind of financial interest because if this proceeds, her client will still be paying her to be her lawyer, essentially.
In a sense, she's always looking out for his best interest because he's still one of her clients.
Fair enough. Okay. But 4 days allotted, is there going to be 4 days of this stuff?
So they're saying that it won't last 4 days. I mean, they're saying, you know, probably by Wednesday that it's going to wrap up. But who knows? I mean, Raincourt is still on the stand right now, so she still needs to go through her full cross-examination. They might call J.W. Cardney to the stand, who was his original lead counsel. They might even call Owen LaBrie, who is on bail right now while this is all being appealed.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Paige, for keeping us updated.
Thank you for having me.
That's NHPR's Paige Sutherland.